Amazon is giving Uber Eats a run for its money. The e-commerce giant is investing $500 million in Deliveroo, the London-based food delivery startup, which is also a direct competitor of Uber Eats. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, why does Amazon want to get in the food delivery business?
You know, Peter, I don't think anyone from Amazon has actually come out and explained exactly why this particular business, but it makes a lot of sense if you think about Amazon's core business, which is, you know, basically people order consumer goods on the internet or their app and they get them delivered to their home. So this fits pretty well into that, and especially if you consider Amazon's ambitions to sort of take over the delivery process via drones in the future. Mm-hmm. So I hate to use a word like synergy, but it makes sense in this case, a very complementary business.
Now, this investment is happening in the UK, and if you look at a lot of these other big food delivery services like Deliveroo, Takeaway.com, Delivery Hero, these are based in Europe. It seems like there's a lot of competition over there. How does that compare to what we're seeing in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a pretty competitive space in the U.S. too when you think about companies like Grubhub and DoorDash and Seamless and, as you mentioned, Uber Eats. And a lot of the ones you mentioned are based in London. And really, that is sort of this – you need that center of gravity of a big city to get these startups up and running, you know, crowded urban area with a lot of young people who live on their phones or on the internet, don't really have the time to cook or the desire, really. And, you know, cities like London, New York, and to some degree, I imagine Boston, people don't even have cars.
Yeah.
So it's really filling a demand there for that service.
Bloomberg has been reporting on something called virtual restaurants. This is interesting. These are places with no wait staff, no in-person customers. You can't walk up to the door and buy something. Is this where all of these investments are headed? I mean, is this the way we're going to eat in the future?
It's pretty fascinating. Yeah, ghost kitchens that they're sometimes called. You know, and when you think about it, again, in a big city, it makes a lot of sense. For one thing, the staff of a kitchen of a busy restaurant can only handle so many takeout orders without causing delays. So instead of turning customers away, you open up shop in another kitchen, a kitchen-only facility, and it's typically in a sort of lower rent area. You don't need that expensive ground floor real estate. It can be on the sixth or seventh floor, and it can be sort of tucked away in a, you know, not a very highly trafficked, foot trafficked type of street. It can be somewhere in almost a more industrial area. So it's, you know, it's a matter of them sort of going for that lower rent to satisfy the demand, the surge in demand for delivery that's happening.
Another food-related story this week. American Express announced that it was acquiring Resy. Now, this is a reservation platform, a website or an app that allows you to book online. What does American Express see in this startup?
So what they said in their announcement is they want to make this a perk of being an Amex card member. They're trying to go beyond your basic rewards and point systems that credit cards offer to give customers something extra. And Resy touts itself as being able to get you those hard-to-find, hard-to-get reservations at popular restaurants. So they're, you know, really viewing it as a perk of membership for Amex members.
And probably get a few extra points if you then pay with your American Express.
I'm sure.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Peter.